Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble after a 52-16 victory at Troy. And coach, this is a pretty big win for you guys on the road in league play.
It is. It's always good to pick up a league win, and a road win. And we felt like Troy's a pretty good team, still feel that way. So to get a win there and kind of do it the way that we did it has been a huge confidence boost for, the players.
And Carson didn't really have to throw it that much. He just had one completion, but it was 4 yards. But on the ground, he had 11 carries for 215 yards. Your thoughts on the way Carson played?
He played well, obviously, with his stats. The guys in front of him played extremely well also. The biggest thing that I was happy to see about Carson was, you know, throughout the first 2 weeks, there's been some mental mistakes that are to be expected with quarterback in a new system. I feel like he really reduced a lot of that this week, and it definitely showed up in the stat line.
And coach, how do you feel like your team did on defense with finishing plays?
Oh, it did really good. You know, they scored a long touchdown, I think the second play of the game, and then after that, we kind of buckled down and played really well on defense. I know they made some completions here and there, but running game wise, we really kind of shut them down, and that came from everybody doing their job and getting a lot of hats to the ball.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll come back with head coach of Valley Heights, Cody Trimble, here in just a bit. Back here on a locker room chat with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. And coach, how nice is it for you to be able to spread it around and have so many different guys run the ball successfully for you?
That's huge for us. It allows us to keep the defense on their toes a little bit. They're not able to necessarily key on one person here or there. Obviously, Carson led us in stats this week, but we also had Jaden with over 150 yards. And our other two backs were up near the 100-yard mark as well. So the more that we can balance our carries, the better, and that's kind of been our goal from the start.
And, Coach, it's been kind of tough sledding for Republic County, who you guys have coming up here in Week 4. Your thoughts on what you know about the Buffaloes?
Yeah, it's going to be another test for us. They lost a lot of guys last year, but I think they're still going to play hard and physical like they always have. So if we don't show up and take care of business, it could be a long time.
And talking with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble, and coming up, of course, is districts. Your thoughts on the way your schedule stacks up this year?
You know, we said it all last year, still think it this year. I think we got one of the toughest schedules in 1A. Starting out with Centralia, Troy was a preseason top 10 team. Labuncee and Smith Center are both in the top 5 in a lot of the rankings right now, and rightfully so. Both of those last two are in our district, so it's going to be tough sledding. Districts, you know, we got to win at least two of those district games to get a game at home week 9, so it's a pretty tall task to get that done.
Yeah, it sure is. And you guys have arguably your two most winnable games in district play kind of back-to-back to start things out. How do you like that with kind of a more difficult schedule at the end of the year?
You know, we never want to overlook anybody, but it is nice to kind of ease into it a little bit, I guess. Maybe hopefully give us a little more time to find things that need fine-tuning and fixed before we get into some tougher competition.
It should be interesting to see how things unfold with you guys, and best of luck coming up on Friday against Republic County.
Thank you.
That was Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.